Hey, y'all, it's your girl, Boonie, and you're listening to the Boonie Breakdown Podcast, your source for all things responsible and ratchet. Welcome, welcome, welcome to season 13 of the Boonie Breakdown Podcast, your source for all things responsible and ratchet. And I'm excited to be back. It's Monday. It's your first episode. You haven't heard my voice in months. And so y'all better run this fucking episode up the charts. I want thousands and thousands of downloads on this one because y'all begged me to come back and I missed it. I missed you all. And so it just made perfect sense. Like, I had to start season 13 off with our problematic fave, and he's our guest this week. And hobbies and ho facts. We have a good conversation about caring about pleasing your partner, homecoming, living alone, and like, what if you really could pull up your future sex partners or even pull up yourself on a HoFax and see what people were rating your sex? So stick around for that conversation. Just got to address some shit before we get into our episode. And I want to thank you all so much for allowing your girl to have space and grace to take a 8-month hiatus. I haven't dropped an episode since February. I had to abruptly end my season because I couldn't go on. I literally could not go on. It was shit happening in the life that I just had to take a break. Sometimes you just gotta shut the shit down, take a pause, rejuvenate, ideate, and just give yourself time to daydream. So again, thank you, Ratcheteer Gang, for sitting tight, for still following on a social. For those of you who still brought merch during this time, greatly, greatly appreciate it. But we back, motherfuckers. Episodes are dropping every Monday now while we're in season. Patreon gang, that'll be back popping. I did not bill. I didn't do any content on Patreon while I was down. I really just took a breather. And so all of this shit, everything will be picking back up. Would you rather Wednesdays, all this stuff will be coming back because your girl is back. If you are interested in joining our Patreon community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theboonie breakdown. It's also linked in the show notes, where you can follow us. I did do this last week in the teaser, but maybe more people are listening. Some podcast apps and platforms are closing down and shuttering at the end of the year. Stitcher is one of those. Google Podcasts is another. So if you are someone who listens to the podcast on those apps, I encourage you to find a new one. You can find us on YouTube at The Boonie Breakdown. You can find us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, just typing in The Boonie Breakdown. You can find us on Amazon Music and Audible, iHeartRadio. It's so many other apps that you can listen to us on. You can also follow us on social media at The Boonie Breakdown on Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram. We're just at Boonie Breakdown on Twitter. So be sure to reconnect. Refollow us in places. Maybe you forgot about us, but I get it. It's been a long time. So I'm excited to be back. I'm excited to engage with you all again on topics. Be sure to share. You'll see some new promos now. You're listening to this. We're doing video promo. I'm leaning into video as much as I hate it. And in this week's video, I look fucking catfish. I had taken my braids out before I recorded with Brian, and I look fucking crazy underneath that picture that I look fucking beautiful. But I will be more mindful of my appearance moving forward. But yes, I'm leaning into videos. So go ahead and share those videos in your Insta stories. Put them in your group chat. Put the link to the podcast in your group chat. All the stuff you used to do, it's time to do it again and do more of it. And so I appreciate your support. Again, thank you, thank you, thank you for letting me take a break. But now we back and we turning the fuck up. Live shows will be back too. I was trying my best to have one by the end of the year. Doesn't look like that's going to happen, but I may not wait until my normal summer schedule. I'll probably do some podcasts live shows earlier in the year than I normally do. So just stay tuned. All of this is to come. We're back, refreshed, better than motherfucking ever. And yeah, that's it for me. So I'm going to shut the hell up and let's get ready to break it down. Hey, y'all. Hey, it's been a long time coming. We took a little break. And for our first episode back, I had to have the problematic fave.
Hey, Boney. And how guest. Boney breakdown guest. I'm good.
I'm going to tell y'all, he been on my ass, okay? Just like y'all been asking, he been on my ass. When we recording, yo.
Right. There's so much happening. It's like, damn, we just missing out on all of the good stuff that's going on.
We have been. But you good?
Yeah, I'm good. It's hot as hell today.
On October 3rd.
October 3rd. Just put the AC on.
Okay, I'm not alone. I just turned the AC back on too because I can't be hot in my own house.
I was like, damn, it's hot. Like, what the hell is going on? I was outside watching a game. And, I was on a patio and I was just like, it's too damn hot. Like, it was so hot. Like, every now and again, you would get, like, the clouds come over in shade. And then, boom, sun right back in your face.
You made a really nice oasis out there that I still ain't got an invite to. You know, he didn't even invite me to his house.
Yo, it's so complicated. Like, it's just one of them situations where it just kind of go with the flow. I haven't had a formal event yet. Okay. I'm just here every Sunday watching football. You come over, watch the game. This Sunday, I will be here. It will be post homecoming, so I will
be
in
the party.
No, I'm just saying, just post homecoming, just like recuperating, sitting here, smoking a cigar, winding down because it's gonna get a little crazy this week.
So, post homecoming, is there any homecoming people you're looking forward to reconnecting with?
No, not really. Homecoming for me, you know, like one of the things being the bros is like you get a chance to see. Pretty much a lot of people you never really get to see. So it's bros and people that you haven't seen all year round, but you know homecoming, you're usually going to run into about 300 bros. So you kind of like...
Not you trying to make this the wholesome bros response.
No, I'm just saying it's homecoming. Like, it's nothing that you sitting there thinking about like, damn, I wonder what she looked like now.
You want to hear a confession?
What's that?
I've never been to a Morgan homecoming.
Really?
Really?
So you coming?
When is it? No, it's this weekend, right?
Yeah, so you got Saturday, you got happy hours Friday, Thursday. It's just a whole bunch of shit going on, homecoming shit. But I mean, you know.
Maybe I'll tiptoe in the streets. You know, I haven't been to even my homecoming in a long time.
Well, you ain't go to HBCU, so it's not even the same thing.
Look, Temple got dragged a couple years ago because somebody made an HBCU-ish shirt and they got dragged for it.
Yeah.
Did you notice that's my water? Like, people ask that question all the time.
Notice my water bottle.
Is it liquor in it?
No, it's no label. You know why?
Are you not trying to give us no sponsors up on this?
At the end of the day, if they not paying no sponsorship, they not getting no type of
I see one of y'all out there. You got your brand on. I got my shit on. I said the same thing. If I'm doing these videos, every video I'm having my own shirt on.
My shirt says walking red flag.
Let's talk about it.
No, but if you out there, you're listening, you know, I know your listeners are powerful. They be having really good jobs. Y'all work for some big brands. You know, go ahead and send that sponsorship over. I know some of y'all work for a liquor company. You know, we'll drink that shit. We'll drink that shit. More than happy to have a bottle right here.
Work for let them know.
Company, Gatorade, whatever it is.
The Ventures of Boonie and Brian, sponsored by.
Yo, it's crazy because it'd be funny, like, if somebody not sponsored by Gatorade, they will literally, like, rip that shit off at their press conference. But sometimes they don't have a choice because if it's sponsored by them, they got to have it sitting there. But when they're on the sidelines, like they will not, like they're not allowed to.
That's hilarious.
They'll rip it off. You know, if they
sponsor. That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's real. It's real, though. The marketing.
I am gonna ask you something now. Well, let me back up. If you don't know yet, Brian has braces now. Smile.
Most people can't see it. I got big lips, so at the end of the day, my lips keep it covered.
Right, speaking of lips and braces, have you eaten pussy yet with them?
Yes. No change.
No change. That's excellent.
No, because you don't eat pussy with your teeth.
Well, you'd be surprised. As a pussy owner for 38 years, this one time, two times, like a cheese fucking grater on my clit. Shit is terrible.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised.
You'd be surprised.
I just wanted to know if you felt like you had to maneuver around them at all.
You'd be surprised how many women get their teeth on your dick.
Yeah.
You'd be like, that's... they'd be like, yeah, you like that? No, yes, your teeth, baby.
But I can see that happening more because of the motion, right? Like, it has to go by.
Yeah.
But for pussy eating, per se.
You should just be, like, if the fellas out there want a tip, you should
What's your pro tip?
Be as gentle and as soft as you can, almost like you're kissing. You just want to, you know, kiss the pussy slow. Kiss the clit slow, you know, slow licks. You don't want to be too aggressive. And you said what?
So you could be. It depends.
I mean, you want to work your way into that. You don't want to jump into galvanizing and like sucking on the clit like it's like right away. You got to warm it up.
Warm it up. The other thing.
You want to take your time. You asked me for the pro tip, right?
I got a pussy. Go ahead.
So, right. But the difference is you never ate pussy. Well, then again, I don't know what you
did. I haven't.
Right. But so I think I learned my technique from, my technique got better actually from dealing with a girl who dealt with a girl. And so she was just like, the reason why girls do it so much better is because they're way more sensual. She was like, no matter like how hard you try, you'll never be as sensual as a girl. So in my mind, I'm trying to be as slow and sensual as possible. And I'm doing shit like my alphabet. And I'm just taking my time, just pacing myself. And then it's like, as you start to come into it more and I can feel your body, that's when I start getting a little bit more. It's a reaction.
It is a reaction. So women eat pussy better.
That's what I heard, but then I also heard
some
I've heard some women say that, no, not all, you know.
I mean, I do think it's just like a by person thing.
Yeah, it's not a one size fits all thing,
but it makes sense with lesbians, well, right? Because
they have one, right?
They know what they like, right? So, I was having this
conversation. But the key takeaway. Be slow and sensual from the start. Don't jump right into it. You know, kiss around it. You know, take your time. Kiss the thigh. Like, build some anticipation.
And you know what else, too? This one, this is not even, like, that rocket science shit. Instead of being head on with the pussy, turn. You cover more surface area. So go sideways sometimes. Go sideways sometimes. You'll see.
Okay.
You don't got to be. I saw this video on Twitter yesterday. I'm going to send it to you. This was some impressive ass technique. Now, I'm not a big fan of the 69 because if you're really doing your thing on me, then I'm going to lose focus. I don't have time.
That's the best part. It's trying to make the other person lose focus.
I'm always going to lose focus because either you're doing it so good I lose focus, or you're doing not good and it's pissing me off, so I got to direct you. So either way, I'm going to lose focus. It's just how I am. But dog, this clip, this girl is laying flat. The nigga is on top and no gag. Like, it's just going in the throat with ease. I was quite impressed. I can't believe I didn't send you that. I send you a lot of nasty shit. You sent me some nasty shit too, but I can't believe I didn't send you that one. Okay, I'm going to send it back to you. I was having this conversation the other day though, where I was, oh, here it is. I found it. Look at this.
Damn.
Like, it's just, I'll send a text it to you though, but
that's different.
Yeah, I was just like, wow, that is really going in.
That's a little weird because I'm assuming his balls in his ass is right in her nose.
Good hygiene, yo.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's still like, damn, this shit like right there.
Right there. Like, and she wasn't fazed by anything. I was like, is she awake? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, did he drug her?
Well, we don't condone that. But I had this
always ask for consent.
I was having this conversation the other day, and my homie had hit me up, and he was saying, like, him and his homies, like, we're talking about women who fake orgasms and, like, how bad their feelings would be hurt if they knew, like, throughout their fucking history, how many women had, like, faked it with them, if any. And I was saying to him, like, and I guess he was this friend we fucked. And so I was like, oh, well, if, you know, if we ever have sex again, like, you want to know the for sure way with me? And he's like, yeah. I said, guarantee you're knocking the sonic rings out the pussy is if I am a mute. I look concerned like my money is missing. You are on the right path. Like, because I'm so confused at what's happening in my body, I can't say anything. When it's all the, and I'm not saying every time, but like when it's a lot of theatrics, you're putting on a little show for the ego stroke. But when it is mute in that motherfucker, yeah, you're on the right path, sir. And he kind of chuckled and laughed. So I didn't know. Would you agree? Or is that your experience? Or do you know when a girl is faking it with you?
Honestly, I don't care.
I knew that would be your answer, but that's why I asked what I asked.
I care in the sense that I want to make a woman orgasm every time. So I've been told the times that I were faked on was because of the fact that I won't stop until they get to a certain point. So at a certain point, they almost feel like they have to fake it to get me to be like, okay, now it's my turn. So I understand that. How hard it can be to be thinking like, I'm not going to get one. So if I don't fake it, he's going to keep trying and trying, and they want it to be over. So all of a sudden they start giving me that little extra. And then 2 minutes later, I'm done. And they're like, okay. But then it's not until like, yeah, you know, that one time I had to fake it. Cause you kept, I'm like, oh, okay. At that point, I don't care because it's like, whatever.
So here's the thing. Sometimes you do need a nigga to wrap the shit up, right? Like, so I'm always going to throw out, come for me, daddy. I'm going to need something because I just need you to wrap this shit up. Yeah. You're not grabbing no more. You're not getting no lube. I'm drying out. Like, let's just wrap this shit up.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to just know what to say.
And it wasn't that it was bad. It's just like, it's not going to happen right now. So get yours and it's okay.
Yeah.
But I'll never fake it. I don't fake it anymore. I just say, come for me, dad. Like,
yeah,
let's go.
Yeah. That's when you be like, but did you come yet? I will, but did you come yet?
I hate that question.
Yeah.
That's, like, but I fuck with men who do that because it's like you really do to some degree clear about my pleasure, right? Because you're like,
I mean, that's the only way. Like at the end of the day, a real man gets his pleasure from knowing that he pleased you.
Say it again.
No, I'm saying a real man gets his pleasure knowing that he pleased you because that's the ultimate ego stroke right there. Like, your ego stroke is not like, yeah, I just beat the pussy up and left her laying there. Like, no, I left her laying there, legs still shaking. She went into a whole convulsion. You know, like, I thought the exorcist was in the room. I seen her head spin around. That's the real goal, right? You know, some people like, shit, I got mine. I don't give a fuck. That's like, yeah, I hear that, but that's why you're not getting callbacks. That's why your callback list is low. Your callback percentage determines how good your dick is.
I'm nodding on that because I kind of had, you know how some niggas get salty and throw that in your face, well, fuck though, but mm-hmm. I never fucked you again.
Mm-hmm. So that's the true test. Like if your callback ratio 8 out of 10, 9 out of 10, like you can get it again, that's a sign that you're doing something right. And then what really determines that fact is like when you run into people years later and they're like, oh yeah, like nigga, you can always get it. Even if it's just for one time, like pull up, you know, you just bop them through homecoming and you see her, she sees you and she's like, I remember.
That pussy jump, I remember. And you're like,
that's when you hit your, what's it, Dave Hollister? Seeing you reminds me of... I would do it again, but I can't.
Oh, maybe I should go to homecoming.
Yo, I'm telling you, like, Morgan homecoming is a vibe, especially for Greek life, because you really don't realize, like, how big Morgan is in the Greek world until you're at a Morgan homecoming. Now, like, going there, it's a little different because Morgan is such a commuter inner city school. It's not a big Greek school in the terms of Hampton, Howard, mm-hmm. And as you go more southern, but I have to say, Morgan's homecoming with Pi chapter being one of the single letters, Alpha Gamma is a very respected chapter, and there's so many deltas that came through Alpha Gamma in the years. You're going to see so many AKAs, you're going to see so many Qs, deltas, and they're not all from Morgan, but people will make sure they come down to Morgan's homecoming.
That's a stop.
Yeah, because if you're going down to Jiho and all of that, you got to stop through Morgan first. It's like Underground Railroad or HBCUs. You got to stop through Morgan before you get to Howard. And then you go to Jiho. I haven't been to Jiho. That's the one I really want to go to.
I haven't been to that one either. It's so funny because I was saying this the other day that, I mean, I just kind of went where the money went. Like, the two HBCUs that I applied to didn't really give me no money. So I was like, yep, Temple it is. But I applied to Howard and Lincoln. But I think if I could do it over again, I think I would have applied to more HBCUs and I probably would have went to one.
Yeah. I look at that from like the standpoint of having like a teenage daughter now. You know, my oldest just turned 18. She wasn't really on the college track. She was in a cosmetology program. So it wasn't like, okay, let's go do this big college tour. But with my 13-year-old now talking about journalism and, you know, the football stuff she's into, I think I want to do like a big college tour with her, just kind of get in the car in the summer, you know, hit up Hampton, you know, stop through an A&T or something, go all the way down to Atlanta, to Spelman. I ain't cutting across the Tuskegee and all of that. Like, we just kind of but it's something that I've always thought of. And it's a big one that Caring for Young Minds does that you can send them. Yeah. So I could probably just send her on that one. But if I want to be there, you know, to kind of like, yeah. So
I think it's just so many, like, looking back 20-ish year plus years ago when that I was making that decision. It was ones I didn't even know existed that I'm like, oh, I could have.
I didn't even apply to no schools, but Morgan. I applied to one school and I didn't even get accepted.
Damn. No, I did. Howard and Lincoln. But you want to know the reasons why they got scratched off my list? It was the dumbest. I was also 16. Yeah, I was 16 the beginning of my senior year in high school. So making that decision. Lincoln, I knocked off because we went to go visit. The boy dorms were on this side of campus and the girl dorms were here. And I was like, mm-mm. And then Howard.
You would have been a big hoe at Lincoln because it's so small.
It's like, so small.
Where I would have got around the things that you were doing with that mouth and niggas would have been like, oh, I'm going over there. You know, it's named after the slave or something. Like, I'm going over to Sojourner Truth tonight.
That's literally why I didn't go to Lincoln and I didn't go to Howard because I was looking at the business school and I think it said like you had to like wear suits on Mondays and I was like, no. And that's literally why I nixed them off. Yeah, but... And I'm like, oh, they don't make you do this at Drexel Business School. All right. So don't be 16. Like, that's why going to college at 16 and 17 is stupid. But anyway, go ahead. It's the best, but it's also dumb to make the decision, because that was my train of thought.
I took the 3 to the 22 to Mondawmin, straight to BCCC. My friends are away at school telling me about Tuskegee, Hampton, Howard, Morehouse. I'm like, damn, that sounds dope. Like, I went downtown and put a chain on Ladway today, and I got some new boots. And I'm headed to work, so I guess I'll email you later. But yeah, it was cool, because, I mean, it really, like, made me work harder to get to Morgan. And then when I got there, a lot of my friends that were already at Morgan were on their way out. So I had, like, a different appreciation, because I had to take the back way, and a lot of them were, like, not focused. I came in more focused, like, I already had my fuck-up time. Now, they weren't expecting that fuck-up time, because they breezed through high school. High school, I was just having a fucking ball.
Well, you know, live and
learn. That's why I'm so smart now. That's why you're listening.
Look at you.
That's why they love me, because I'm so well-rounded.
Is that how we're packaging that?
That's just what they love, you know what I mean?
Who loves this? Who is the we?
The listeners. Your listeners love me.
I thought it was somebody else.
No, the problematic fave. That's what they love about me, is that I give it to him raw, but I give it to him real. And then they're like, oh, he makes sense. I just didn't like the way he said it. They don't want to be told that they're wrong. They just want to think about it in a roundabout way. And then they're like, oh, shit. He's right.
You know, I missed you. It's been a long time, buddy.
I know. You've been slacking.
No, I just had to take some time off.
Hey, that's important. No, I know exactly how it feels. I got burnt out, like, going into year 7 for my business. People are like, you still got a business? I'm like, yeah, I just don't post. Like, I just don't know. It's a job.
But how dope is that? Like, you could still post. You could not post and you still have a business, right? Because people think if you're not doing it and showing it, it doesn't exist.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a blessing to still have, like, stores still ordering, because the stores don't care about if you post. You know, they care about if people walking in looking for it. So at the end of the day, your online sales and stuff like that take a hit. But sometimes you just need that break. Like, you got to stop sometimes. Like, I have so much shit going on. Sometimes it's like, stop, you know, coaching and working. And just be like, you know what? You're going to burn yourself out.
Yeah. No, you burn yourself out. And I felt that was coming. And I could see it, like, when I look back. I would just be like, yo, Brian, I ain't done shit. I got to put this podcast out. Like, let's record again. And when I went back and looked, because I was gearing up, and I'm like, shit, I think out of my last, like, 5 episodes, it was Kenny, you, and Chica. Because I was like, I could access y'all. I didn't have anybody in a pipeline. I was just like, you know what? Fuck all this shit. I just got to take a break.
Right.
Shut that shit down. So what else has been happening in your life? I think the last time we talked was Valentine's Day. Well, not you and I, but, like, our listenership.
Nothing much. I mean, just the same old, same old. I had, like, started taking notes on shit to talk about on the podcast, and I'm like, damn.
Did you,
like,
really? And we never take
notes. There was, like, shit that was popping up, and I was just like, damn, like, we should talk about this. And then it was like, man, we ain't did an episode in so long.
You know, so much has happened that I just... I can't even say, like, what current event, but I just feel like, you know, you and I just have good rapport. We just hop the fuck in and we just do this shit. Like, I never have to plan with you. And that's why I like doing my episodes with you.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, I'm trying to pull my notes up and I'm like, where are these notes? It was just like little shit that I wrote down.
You said a lot to me and I did not take notes because I felt like you were doing it.
No, I was like, actually, you know, what came up? Like, when I was playing golf a lot. So it was like, the one thing I noticed playing golf is you got to ask people, like, what are your hobbies, right?
So why?
Because some of these people are getting into dating situations or relationships, and you realize really quickly that the person you're dating doesn't have a hobby or anything to do outside of you.
Ooh.
So you're doing something like golf that's 4 hours out of your day, and you do it 2-3 times a week. A person can actually get jealous that you're spending that time with yourself doing something you love. So I was like, this is an important question to ask people when you meet them. Like, what are your hobbies? Like, what do you do with your spare time? You don't have no hobbies? You over there thinking hard as shit. Like, damn, I don't have no hobbies.
See, I was gonna say my hobbies are very expensive at the moment.
Golf is the fucking most expensive.
Yeah, like golf is expensive. I do like shopping for my house. Traveling. I said I was gonna get back into reading because I am fucking terrible. As I'm looking at this bookshelf, I will ask for books. I get books and I don't fucking read them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But if you came here, you'd be like, oh, Adrian, you read this? No.
I think that's good, though. I think you should read or find something. Like, it's important to have hobbies, you know, especially, like, when you with somebody. Because that person needs their personal space. You need your personal space.
But here's my thing. I'm not sitting around because I'm so busy doing other stuff. Like, my job is demanding. I have this podcast. I have other shit. So it's never like I'm sitting here twiddling my thumbs like, nigga, where you at?
Yeah,
so but I'll be busy.
It's a lot of your listeners that's like, nigga, where you at? What you doing? Damn, all you do is play golf. Because a lot of times what happens is your hobby can supersede your desire to date and do other things. So if I'm playing golf and I know my round for the weekend is $100-$150 by the time I finish gambling, playing Saturday, Sunday, I'm not thinking about going to dinner that night and spending another $200 dating you. Like, I did what I wanted to do for myself, and I'm cool with that. You know what I mean? But you should have something that you like to do as well, other than just take me out to nice restaurants.
I'm nodding. I'm in agreement, but I do think it's a way you can communicate your hobbies and boundaries and space where somebody doesn't feel needy, right?
Yeah, I just think.
Think some people are just like, no, it's all me, all the time.
I don't know. I got a big response when I posted it on Facebook. Like, you should have a hobby. It's important that you have time for yourself. And everybody was all in agreement. But I know what some motherfuckers that liked it. It was like, yeah, this nigga spend too much time doing this. Like, I mean, even if a dude liked to play PlayStation, it's like, look down on if he want to play PlayStation. I always looked at it like, if your man is in the basement playing PlayStation or like to play games, guess what? He's fucking home. You know what I mean? It's like the same thing. Like, okay, you like to go out and smoke cigars. He's at the shop. He's smoking cigars. He's doing some, like, you seen the cigar women? Like, no offense to the women who smoke cigars, but women in the cigar world are not, like, competing with you.
What does that mean?
I'm going to just stop right
there. I got an image of cigar women.
Let me just stop right there. I'm going to leave that right there. I'm going to go to another thing that I wrote down. We're going to stop right there. One thing that I had said was...
I'm sorry.
This was a
Are
big
they
one.
Dusty?
This was a big one.
Like, what's wrong with the cigar women?
I'm going to stop right there. So this was another thing I said. A question that came up, I was talking to some friends and I was talking to some people, and it was just like, do you realize how many people have never lived alone? And you realize, in talking to some people, they have literally gone from house to relationship to relationship and never really stopped and been by themselves. So they don't understand how to be by themselves. So when that person is like craving your attention and your time, sometimes it's just
it's a response, like what they're used to.
It's a fear of them being alone because they don't know how to be alone.
You know, people who have never lived alone it was eye-opening to me because I just recently found this out too. It started because I was talking to a friend who was like, they've never lived alone. They went from, you know, their house to the dorm, their dorm, they had a roommate, then they had a child, then they've never had, and I'm like, fuck me. As someone who is on the opposite side of this, I'm like dreading the part where I have to cohabitate with a man. Because I'm like, I honestly think one of my rules, I may not want to do that. Like, if we got to the point where it's serious, here's the key, the garage code, all that shit. But you don't have to move in. And I don't want to move in with you. Like, I could not. The only real benefit in my mind is splitting the bills. But it's nothing like your own space and peace.
That's the number one reason. It's like, if we're going to spend all this time together, like, come over here. Like, you know my rule. Like, I'm always going to pay the mortgage, right? come over here, get a hold of this BG&E. We can now we can get cable. We can put the Fire Stick down and get cable. If that's your bill, we can go ahead and get cable. You know, we can upgrade the Wi-Fi, whatever we need to do. But you know, your bills should run you roughly about like $600-$700. Maybe we throw in food. You had $1,000, you know, a month. Like, come on, babe, you can handle that. Like, knock that $1,000 off, and we good. Here's the key. Here's the code. Let's just do this shit. Like at this point, it'd be like, fuck. When the bills be due, you'd be like, fuck.
No, you be getting raped. Some and last night I was up till 11:30. I was on here messaging the agents. I need something off this Fios bill because the shit is too high. He talking about that. No, I didn't say
you don't even pay child support.
I don't. Thank God.
Damn.
I did good pussy management. I have no kids, no
nothing.
Unwanted pregnancies.
Now,
I'm so proud of my pussy management.
So that could mean that your pussy is trash, though. There's memes and data out there that suggest if you have no children and you've never been pregnant, your pussy is trash.
Okay, let it be trash.
Ain't no nigga trash.
Damn, don't get in my DMs. Don't pull up in my DMs. Exit the DMs, please. It's trash. You heard it here first.
Because niggas be out here trapping women like, oh shit, this shit fire.
I didn't know. Go call my car. I ain't saying I've never 18, been nothing I've been.
Got it for 18 more years and I shut her something down.
It ain't never, I ain't never say all those things. And that's why I say thank God for. It was a shock to me to hear Plan B didn't work if you were over 160 pounds, because I haven't been under 160 pounds in a long time, and it's worked for me.
I never even knew that. That shit don't even make sense. Like, what?
Yeah, it doesn't. You have to get, like, it's another one called, like, Julia. It's a couple, like, other brands of Plan B that can work, I think, if you're a fat.
That's a fucking abortion pill.
But yeah, so thank you for Plan
B. If you go
B.
to the abortion clinic, if you go to the abortion clinic, like up to 3 months at a certain point,
yeah,
like,
they say take this pill and go
take this pill and go home, and that shit just going to drop in the toilet. They'd be like, bleh. Like that's so fucking disgusting.
Somebody I know at some point in my life, I remember that happened. This was in college, and they had wanted to go, and I'm like, swallow that damn pill over here, crying. You didn't get the scrape.
I feel like it's important, though. Like, you know how I feel about good pussy. Like, I feel like the pussy is so much better when you had that baby come out and or they suck everything out. Like, it just cleans it out, gets a lot of that shit out of there. Because when you watch the birth and all that shit come out of there.
We were doing so good.
It's so fucking disgusting. But then it's like, once they clean that shit out, like,
you can it's really. It's a self-cleaning system down there.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like all the shit that come out on the table when you had a baby or when they suck it all out with the vacuum.
So when you had the baby, that was a very eye-opening experience. I have not had a baby, but I watched the birth of a child. And
disgusting.
It is.
It's disgusting. And you be saying this, like, that's why, like, if somebody's like, nigga, you are disgusting. Like, do you see, if you ever fucking watched the baby, like, for a nigga to even want to eat that shit afterwards, like, you gotta be disgusted. Like, when you see the pussy just get all deformed and shit coming out the ass at the same time, and all the shit is just in a big fucking pot, and it's like,
pot.
Shit just gushing out, you'd be like.
It was eye-opening as a woman, because I've never seen it. I think all women should see a live birth. Watching it, like you said, and watching it open, and the head and the shoulders, I was about to pass out. But the part that got me was I'm over with the baby, like, oh my gosh, it's so pretty. And then they're like, push. And I'm like, what the fuck is she pushing for? Because the baby's here. And she had to push out the placenta. And when that shit came out, I said, oh my God, I was really about to pass out. And then the doctor is sitting there with these forceps and she's in the pussy picking out, you know, so she doesn't get an infection. And it's just like, and I'm like, I've never seen anything like that.
At that moment, as a man, you're thinking to yourself, my pussy ain't never going to be the same. It's never going to be the same. But then you get back in it and it's better.
Oh, wow.
Like, have another one.
That's the one thing I would love to, like, feel and experience. Like, I would love to know what it feels like to have a dick and enter pussy for, like, the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if I ever could change sexes, that's the first thing I'm doing.
See, you can't even remember back when your first time as a guy, because you're so young, you don't even fucking know. And you're just trying to just get the rust off with a name tag of being a virgin. It's like, I just remember being 14 and having a condom on. And as soon as I stuck in it, I was like, oh, not a virgin. I didn't even come. Like, I just remember it was like, every time I tried to wind back, I was back out of it again. And then it was like so tight and I'm trying to like push it back in. But I finally just was like, I think my parents just came in. The shit was awful. I was like, I think my parents just came home. Then I'm like, oh man, it was my stupid ass friend upstairs making noise. But I was like, whew, now that that's over. Like, boy, like I could just go back to fucking being a kid again.
That shit was hilarious.
That shit was pressure. Like, I remember being in middle school, like, niggas being like, yo, you a virgin? And I'd be like, nigga, I got a used jumper on and some motherfucking Jordans. Like,
in middle school?
I'd be like, do virgins dress like this? Nigga, you can't be this fly and be a virgin. They'd be like, that's true. He ain't no virgin, yo. Like, woo. Got the poly, and niggas is like, no, yo, this nigga's still a virgin. I remember on the back of the bus one day, they was like, this nigga definitely still a virgin. They ain't one guy. I'm like, nigga, I don't kiss and tell. I don't talk. Nigga, I don't talk. So that year, when I got that off from me, I was 14. I felt like a man. Like, I was walking around the house in my boxes and shit. Like, what? Nigga, what? My father like, you better put a fucking shirt on. It's a fucking shorts. Walk around your mother with your fucking boxes on. That's how you know when your kid's fucking. Because they start doing shit that make them feel like they're a woman or a man. And you look at them and be like, have you lost your fucking mind? That's when you know, like, oh, you done had some dick, or you got some pussy. You smelling yourself. That's what the parents say. You smelling yourself.
You smelling yourself. That's such an old people saying. That's crazy. No, I was not 14, but no, I wasn't 14. I told my story on an episode with Sheikah. I was 17.
Oh, and didn't stop. Just kept rolling.
No, I did stop. I had a year where I didn't have sex.
I just started watching a lot of porn to prepare myself for those moments after.
After your first time?
Yeah, I had this one.
That's why guys don't know how to fuck, because they be watching porn.
No, this one was called like sexual positions, and it walked you through like how to do each position.
Now, where'd you find this?
It was very instructional. It was white people.
The internet didn't even exist then.
It was very instructional. It wasn't even like a porn. It was more like a fucking guy. And it was just like, Like, I think like that's the part where people be like, the smarter you are, the more like freakier you are, because you actually get down into the science of it. So you like really stuff. Yeah, I was like trying to make sure that I didn't embarrass myself again. Because it was like, after that first time, it was like, yeah, he didn't know what the fuck he was doing. Like, what? What'd she say? No, my parents came home. But I knew that if I didn't get this fucking reputation together, shit could be bad for me for the rest of my life. So, hey, in a black community, you better fucking show up.
Reputation is everything, huh?
Everything. That's all you got. That's all you got.
If somebody was like, I'll give you $1,000 right now, but I had to, I'll up it like $10,000, but they could randomly call any one of your past sexual partners to ask them about your sex. Would you take the offer?
Fuck yeah. Give me my fucking money. I wouldn't give a fuck what they had to say.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I asked
this to somebody. So the how this came about was, I was in a training for work and they had asked this question, like, about your leadership skills. Like, we want to call one of your employees right now and ask them about you. And I was like, do it. And they were like, oh, she's so confident. I said, I bet you $1,000. You can call any one of my employees and they'd be like, she's the best boss. They were like, oh, so they did it. And they were like, oh, she's amazing. They were like, you paid them. I was like, no. So I was like, huh. So I was talking to this guy after that. And I said it. I was like, hey, if you gave me your phone right now, Would you? And I would get $4,000. He was like, nah. I was like, oh, he can't fuck.
No, I've actually had.
He can't fuck. Funny
because I've actually had women that moved on and, you know, went on other places with their life. And I've gotten messages like, yeah, it just wasn't the same after you, or, you know, the way you did things were just different. And they like had to settle for other relationships that they were in. And it was just like, it goes back to my motto I said on the podcast before, like, I'm not going to let no nigga out nasty me. Like, at the end of the day,
I believe my woman, you, friend.
Because I'm not going to be like, I'm not, I can't have her sitting here thinking about that last thing. I got to erase that out of my, like, I got to make her think that, like, I can't let this nigga leave and I'm not thinking about that nigga. So whatever level I got to go to within reason, I'm going to go there. Because like I said, that's just what it's all about. It's about, I'm going to get satisfaction out of satisfying her. And then, like you said, reputation is everything. So I can't have her walking around like, yeah, he had checked all the boxes, but yeah, that shit was regular, mediocre. Like, I literally heard a woman say that recently, like, I met somebody, he's really nice, he checks every box, and the sex was just mediocre. And I felt so sorry for this man. Like, damn, bruh. Like, like, she want to be smutted out, and you just can't smut her out. Like, what part of the game is that where, like, you're not trying to smut your woman up?
Maybe he doesn't have the capacity.
He probably don't, but at the end of the day, like, I just feel like if you signing up to be part of this show over here,
then you got to smut me out, is what you're saying.
You got to tap into your inner whore, because I will.
All right.
And in that moment, I don't want you to feel like, no, I don't do that. No, no, no. Like, I want you to be like, treat me like a slut. You know what I mean? Right. Like, I want you to feel that energy. Like, slut me the fuck out because I'm yours. If you can't do that, what are we doing? How can I trust you?
I'm 1,000% in agreement. I think you should be the nastiest as possible with your people.
Life is too short. And you got, I mean, it's not like you just go in and just be, you know, spitting everywhere and doing everything. Like, you got to build up to a certain point, but it's like, you're feeling like that all of that provides like a level of comfort and security and safeness for somebody to be there with you. Yeah. So if she didn't get there with you, she didn't feel safe or comfortable with you, and it just didn't happen. You know what I mean? Even like with females, like, I think we talked about this on the episode. Some chick was like, every time she get real nasty, like, dudes just run away. And I'm like, yeah, you just doing too much too early. Like, you gotta like work your way into it. Like, you can't give it all.
Slow walk the freak.
Slow walk it. Slow walk it. Because it's like, you know, in his mind, he's like, damn, she ain't waste no time. You know what I mean? But it is what it is. Everybody's different. But some guys' ego or mind just start running, and, you know, you'll be surprised at how much, like, guys are very still settle for a woman that might not give them what they want sexually, just to feel like they have somebody who in their mind is not a hoe or never been a hoe.
Really? You know,
it gives off little dick energy, but, you know.
I was about to say there, because I'm like, I can't. I had that opportunity where it was somebody, and I'm like, you know, at first I'm like, he got a little money, and he's okay, and he's attractive, and all right. And I'm like, this dick not hitting. I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't. So that's when I realized, you know, we don't both have to be breadwinners.
Yeah, so it's so many different things. Let me see if I got anything else on my list.
This is your last one, yo. I'm still dying at you, though.
All right.
What if, like, your whole, like, I really do sometimes wish, like, whole facts were real. Like, I really wish, like, you could, because you would just save so much time. Like,
well, at the end of the day, like, how many disputes would you be able to put up?
I think you could dispute, like, you know how, like, on Google reviews, like, yeah, the business can respond. I think you should see that too, like.
Yeah, like, I should be able to dispute it. Like, come on, you fucking lying. You know I had jazz open. You know what I mean? Like, come on. Can I just put the video right under the comment? Like, can I just drop the video right in there? Like, this was you. This was you on June 29th, 2013. This was you.
That was
Did you forget?
Spicy. Right. I would be all up in there, but I guess that would be like revenge porn too, wouldn't it? Go ahead.
All right. So this is the last one. This one is a good one. And this came from like therapy and being in therapy sessions. Finding out what a person's custody situation looks like. So you can meet somebody, you like
them. With kids?
Yes. Okay. So you're dating somebody and you notice very early on, like, they just don't have a good custody situation. So sometimes you have to either say,
I'm out.
Yeah. So you either got to decide you're going to be out, or you got to decide how patient you're going to be with that situation.
Okay. What's an example of a bad custody situation?
Like, the father don't do shit. So it's like a lot of these chicks, they want to
date. Oh, because you date women. Okay, so for the inverse, yeah. I don't know what that would be for me.
So for me, even as a guy, I got 50-50 custody. So my kids with me on 2 days on, 2 days off, and every other weekend. So if I have Monday, Tuesday, I have them Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then the next week,
Thursday.
And I got, like, you know, so I got the whole weekend off. I can be like, hey, let's shoot up to Philly. Let's go to D.C. Let's jump on a plane. Let's go to Atlanta for the weekend. Long as I'm back Monday, by the time they get out of school, I'm good. Or I can even have a good custody situation. I can be like, hey, can you pick the kids up? I won't be back until Monday night.
We can fill in the gaps for each other at times. Okay.
Right. When you're dealing with somebody and they have their kids all the time, it's like becomes a situation where, like, sometimes people will be like, well, how can you date 3 or 4 women at one time? Like, she can't fucking get out. She can only get dick at 1 a.m. or at one weekend when he do his every other weekend. She got 2 weekends free out the whole month. That's 6 days. And some of these niggas pick their kid up on Friday, being back Sunday, 1 o'clock. Game about to come on. Here go the kids. I'm a good father. And it'd be like, okay, well, you got to go. So you only got that one free night. So you're trying to juggle around them. And it's like, shit, you're just dew dropping in when the kids sleep at 12 at night, might hit her in the basement or, you know, down by the living room. And that's all she can really give you. So she can't ask for too much more. So sometimes you got to check that whole situation and ask yourself, like, am I even able to give a nigga more than what I, you know, want?
I don't even think about that when dating, because I typically don't date men with kids.
Right. So it's different because you don't have kids. But I think a lot of
But I get what you're saying. Some listeners may have kids who are out here on the dating scene.
Because, like, when you get on the dating scene, you're running into people who have children. They're divorced. They're divorced or not with their kids' father. That's just typical, right? So when you meet, you're like, oh, you got kids. What does that look like? And then when they're like, oh, I do everything, you'd be like, okay. Wednesday night to 12 it is. Let me pencil you
in. That's so unfortunate and tough, but I can see the struggle there because that would fucking get on my nerves. Let me put this caveat here before I get some little nasty gram or somebody in the DMs. I don't actively seek out men with no kids. I prefer men with no kids. I'll give a nigga one because I don't want to deal with too many baby mamas. So when you start talking about multiples, baby mamas, and both, that's too much for someone like me. But if you got one and you wanted one, I'm cool.
It's always
but
nice.
But I also acknowledge that as I'm getting older, the likelihood that a man will have kids is increasing. So that's okay.
Yeah.
But it has to be a good situation like this.
And some of the females who don't have kids, like, it's always nice when they don't have kids because you could just pop in there, stay when you want, you know, leave the toothbrush and shit, get comfortable, build a home away from home. Like, that's when you just be like, why don't you just give me the key code? Like, just give me the key code. Like, you don't have to wake up and keep opening the door. And they'd be like, nah, that's too much. That's too much. I'm going to just wake up.
I'm like, I can open it from my phone.
Right. Everybody can open the door from their phone now. Like, nope.
Technology.
Yeah. So
I'm all the way up top, boo.
Exactly. Like, I remember when I lived downtown and I didn't have that option. and a chick would leave my house and I was always on the fourth floor, I would just fucking leave my door unlocked, sleeping with my gun in my hand. And I was like, downtown, I'd just be in the bed like, fuck, I'm not going to like 4 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, but I was just like, in my mind, I'm just hoping nobody don't check the doors. Like, I'm not getting up. Like, after you bust that nut, like, that's the most tired you ever going to be. That shit is like,
see yourself out. Good day.
I already got up to let you in. Like, I'm not walking all the way back down there. And then you naked. Like, that's a long walk when you naked.
I literally, it has definitely made me lazy now. Because I'll be like, all right, bye. And then I'll be like, text me when you're in your car so I can close the garage. Thanks.
Oh, you like niggas park in the garage?
Oh, you don't park in the garage unless you're paying the mortgage. So you can go out because you're in the driveway so I can close the garage. Thank you.
Oh, okay. I'm like, damn. Like,
you got to pay the mortgage. You want. And it's funny because one of the old faithfuls, beautiful car, stay wanting to park in the motherfucking garage. Well, you can send the mortgage too.
Yeah.
Mortgage payers park in the garage, baby.
I don't even try to give up my, I got a parking pad and I ain't trying to give up my driveway. Nah.
Oh, dang.
Hit the visitor.
Damn.
My garage got so much shit in. I got 3 bikes. I got some shit in there. I'm like keeping for my homeboy. He paid me like $50 a month, like a storage unit. It was like, I can't even get in my garage. So at the end of the day, like if I'm already home, hit the visitor spot. Do something like, nah.
Damn, not the visitor spot. A good old HOA community. Oh, pimping. Booty no, car rules.
The last thing you want to do is be like, you know, like you, I don't know. It's like, I don't know. It's just a different mindset. When I lived downtown, I had the same situation. So I would be in the parking pad. And so the last thing you want is another female's car to be in your parking pad when you live in a neighborhood like downtown. Because if you was coming down Broadway or anyway, you could just ride by. And it'd be like, well, whose fucking car was that? So in that situation, you'd be like, park up there. It's safer for you and me.
You know what? I hate sometimes how much we're alike because I don't like that, right? Because not that I'm in a area where people are driving by, but I hate that. Let's say you were visiting somebody else and you was like, oh, who car that in Booney driveway?
Man,
I think about that often because but I still let them do that. But you can't be in a garage because I was like, that is a benefit to the garage because in and out that motherfucker like Batman, don't nobody know who I'm fucking.
I was dealing with this one chick and she lived in a nice little condo area in Owens Mills. And I would go over and see her. And I remember this one particular day, I was shoveling her out for snow. And this car pulls up and the nigga like put his windows down, like, what's up, dog? I'm like, oh, what's up, Q? Like, I've been waiting to meet you. You live around here? And I'm like, no. And then he's like, well, that's my wife. Hey, something that's, you know, I'm like, hey, how y'all doing? Kids in there. And he was like, I see your car around here all the time. And I'm like, he was like, I was wondering who it was with the Vortex. And so in my mind, I was like, this shit gonna get me jammed up. I was like, I'm gonna see this motherfucker one day and I'm gonna be with my peoples and he gonna be like, what's up, dog? You still on? I went home and I took the motherfucking Q tags off. I ain't had a motherfucking Q tag on my car since. Because it gets to a point where people don't know your car, but they'll be like, yeah, that's you because you got the Omega tags. Mm-hmm. Or you got a Delta sign in your window. Like, that's a clear dead giveaway.
So I don't have...
You got to get that shit off your car.
There's no Greek affiliation on my car either. It did get me out of a ticket once, but I'm like,
nah.
I showed up in that stop sign. The county cop pulled me over. He was like, my daughter would be mad if I gave you this ticket. Why, sir? He was like, because she a sorority. She would. But I took that shit off too. I like to move in silence. If
I told the Neos that. I was like, you got to be careful because you're pulling up everywhere and people start to know, like, oh, that's his car. Oh, yeah, he got the...
I don't need nobody knowing me. This shit is funny, yo. I missed you. Thanks for dropping your gems. Any final thought?
No, I just think at the end of the day, you know, we all out here just figuring it out. So whether you take advice for the questions, figure it out on your own. Only have one rule. What's that? If you like somebody, text back. You're interested, text back, respond. We live in a day and age where everybody is trying to be so calculated. Like, what the fuck kind of games are people playing where they don't want to text back, don't want to respond? Like, if you can't respond to a text or actually engage me more than good morning, why do you think I want to take you out? Why do you think I want to spend my hard-earned money sitting across from your dry ass and you dry as shit on text? Either you got another nigga or you busy, and that's cool. Catch me when you fucking free and able to respond. But don't be non-responsive and then be like, oh, yeah, you be flaking. Bitch, I don't want, like, I'm not interested. That's why the snowball shit is important.
There you go.
Snowball, Starbucks. Waste my fucking
coffee
time.
Dates. Yeah, quick little.
Waste my time.
Little get to know each other.
Get the fuck out. I call it. It's better to just be able to get out. Like, yeah, this shit was a waste of time. She don't even look like our pictures. Bye.
And on that note, thanks, Brian.
You're welcome.
All right, that's it for this week's episode. I want to thank our problematic Faye for dropping by. You guys know there was no way I could bring this back without having our homie kick us off. All right, be sure to follow us. Like I said, make sure you check out your podcast apps and make sure they are updated and you're following us in an appropriate place, okay? And if you enjoyed this episode, I encourage you to listen and subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube, iHeartRadio, or any app that you listen to your favorites on. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star review. You can do that over in Spotify and in Apple Podcasts, and you can hear your review on the next episode. Follow us on all social media. Share the episode with those you love, those you don't love, those you fucking hate. Look, I'm paying for these motherfucking videos now. So have a dope ass week. Thank you for listening. And remember, the ratchet in me always honors the motherfucking ratchet in you. Until next time.